Hello, I'm Father Pablo Straub. When you say, I believe, when you believe the creed, you're not saying, wouldn't it be nice if that were so? You're saying, I know this is so because God said so. I want to tell you what it is we believe and why. I believe in the Holy Spirit. We believe in the Holy Spirit. The Holy Spirit is not some kind of a forceful emanation, much less a cosmic force. The Holy Spirit is a real person, just as God the Father is a person, and just as God the Son, Jesus, is another person distinct from the Father, so the Holy Spirit is another person distinct from the Father and the Son, not just verbally distinct or conceptually distinct, really distinct from the Father and from the Son. The Father is one person. The Son is one person. The Holy Spirit is one person. And yet, of course, not three gods, one God in three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Please don't think that this is some kind of semantics. I wouldn't waste your time, or mine either, tossing words around or speculating about God. This is the way God Himself revealed Himself. To reveal means to take off the cover and let yourself be known. And He did, in His Son Jesus, let Himself be known. God has revealed Himself as one God in three divine persons, the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. We're going to meditate on that because I want to tell you lovingly what we believe and why we believe it. In fact, every time I make the sign of the cross, such a beautiful thing, I place upon my own person with my own hand the very form that Jesus, in obedience to His Father, chose to die. And as I'm making that cross upon myself, yes, I'm baptized. As I make that cross upon myself, I say the names of the three divine persons. I say, in the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. How lovely is the sign of the cross. How powerful. To make the sign of the cross recollectedly, lovingly, gets an awful lot of evil out of your way, sets aside an awful lot of temptation, draws you very close to God. I believe in the Holy Spirit. Now, when Jesus was baptized by John the Baptist, by the way, it was not the sacrament of baptism. John the Baptist doesn't give us sacraments. The sacraments come from Jesus. We know from the scripture itself that John's baptism, that is to say, the baptisms that John performed, were not in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. John himself says so. I baptize you just with water, but in the midst of you is one who shall baptize you with the Spirit. Oh, it is so evident. I won't spend any time proving it. It is so evident that John's baptism was a ritual washing by which a person said, I want to get ready for the coming of the Savior. It was Jesus who said, baptize in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. The apostles who never rebaptized anybody, the apostles who very strictly made it known that nobody was to be twice baptized, when they came upon somebody who had been baptized with John's baptism only, would baptize that person in the name of the Father and of the Son of the Holy Spirit. Anyway, when Jesus was coming up from the river, after John's ritual, baptizing, washing, the Holy Spirit descended upon him in the form of a dove, and the voice of Jesus' Father was heard from heaven. This is my beloved Son, in whom I am well pleased. Listen to him. So, the Father speaking from heaven with reference to his Son coming up out of the River Jordan and the Holy Spirit reposing above Jesus' head. The Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, not symbols, real persons. And this is the mystery of mysteries, you know? You look at me, who am one, you're looking at one person. No human being is ever more than one person. And yet the divine being, that is to say God, is three persons. Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. This becomes, this is revealed in the very incarnating of the Son of God. That is the moment in which the Son of God, without ceasing to be God, became a human being in the womb of the Blessed Virgin Mary. Mary was somewhat unquieted or worried by what the angel had said. Mary, you're going to have a baby. And she, being a virgin and determined to remain a virgin, she had a promise with God, said, how shall this be since I know not man? And the angel, sent by God, said to her, Mary, the Holy Spirit shall come upon you. The power of the Most High shall overshadow you. And therefore the Holy One to be born of you shall be called, such as he is, the Son of God. So you have God the Father, the Creator of his favored daughter, full of grace, the Virgin Mary. You have God the Holy Spirit, having her be with child, with no laws of her virginity. And you have that child, God the Son, God himself, the second person of the Blessed Trinity. You know, just before our Lord went back into heaven, he said to his apostles, do not go out of the city. Stay in the city. Within a few days, the promise of my Father shall be poured all over you. The promise of my Father, that's a quote from the prophet Joel. Joel there speaks of your sons prophesying, your daughters seeing visions, your old people glorifying God. And they did stay in the city. Thank God, after Jesus went back into heaven, they obeyed. They made, in fact, a novena with the Blessed Virgin Mary. And the 10th day after Jesus' ascension into heaven, 50 days altogether after his glorious resurrection, because 40 days after his resurrection, he ascended into heaven, and 10 days after that glorious ascension into heaven, he sent the Holy Spirit. It was a Sunday, 50 days after Easter, and the word Pentecost is just a Greek word that means 50, 50 days, 50 days after Easter, the Holy Spirit was poured upon the apostles in the form of tongues of fire. Fire is a symbol of love. The Holy Spirit is a mutual love between the Father and the Son. And tongues, because the apostles were to speak. And speak they did. After receiving the Holy Spirit, Peter preached the first sermon of the Holy Catholic Church, fortified by the Holy Spirit, and 3,000 men, women, youth, and children asked for baptism that day, and the church had begun to grow, confirmed by the Holy Spirit, and is in the world moved by the Holy Spirit.